What do we do now? What is our moral duty at this point in time in light of the Paris attacks? What should we do with the Syrian refugees that want to come to America? I'm Christina Cook. You're listening to the Christina Cook Show podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is something I've been struggling with a little bit over the course of the weekend, because I want to make sure I'm taking, as I always want to make sure I'm taking, an intellectually cohesive position, something that has intellectual integrity, you know, and I look at our conservative values. I look at who we are as conservatives, the things that we believe in, the principles we believe in, and I'm trying to figure out where this all fits with conservatism. And we reacted very quickly after 9/11. We reacted with the Patriot Act. That was not the best choice. Clearly not the best choice. It was a choice made out of fear, and I don't want to do that again. Don't want to make a choice based out of fear. But my gut is screaming at me that letting in 100,000 Syrian refugees, as 72 Democrats wrote to Obama on Friday that they want him to do, 100,000 Syrian refugees, nearly all of them Muslim, if not all of them Muslim. We know that the statistics show that 15% of Muslims are radicalized. I mean, why, if I handed you a bowl of 100 grapes and told you that 15 of them were poisoned, would you eat the grapes? No, you wouldn't. And it's not because you hate grapes. It's because you don't want to be poisoned. Well, we don't want to be killed. And so that's, you know, this is the thing that we are struggling with right now as a nation. There are 16, as of the time that I'm doing this podcast, 16 states' governors who have said, you're not going to resettle Syrian refugees in our state. We have an obligation. We have an obligation to the citizens of this state to make sure that they're safe, to do our best to keep them safe. And so they've taken that stance. Colorado is not one of those states. Governor Hickenlooper has said that he will not put a ban on importing Syrian refugees into Colorado. He welcomes them. I just saw an article that the governor of Hawaii has said the same thing. I am all for sending them to Hawaii, and then we cut off all air traffic. I think that would be great. Never been to Hawaii. Really don't care to go at this point. So you know, that would be fine. But what I'm struggling with, what I'm really struggling with, is what is our moral duty? And I mean, do we have a duty to open our doors? Do we have a duty, a moral duty as, you know, as Christians, or if you're not a Christian, just as a compassionate human being, to bring people in to our country who may or may not mean us harm? Are we obligated, morally obligated, to overlook that? I think the answer to that is, it's an obvious no, but articulating the reasons behind that is what I've been struggling with over the course of the weekend. And so I'm sitting here thinking about it, prepping for this podcast, and I realized that we do not have a moral duty to self-destruct as a nation. We don't have that moral duty. This really comes down to a key difference, I think, between conservatives and progressives. And I've been struggling. I've been trying not to place labels on people, but there are definitely... There are definitely articles of faith on both sides of these aisles. You know, the conservatives, you know, we conservatives have the things that we believe in, the things that we understand to be true, the tenets of being a conservative. Progressives have the same thing, but I'm not obviously familiar with those. I can see what their policies do, and I make inferences based on the policies. This is really a fundamental difference between conservatives and progressives. I think that conservatives believe, as I believe, that America is so good, the foundation of America, the founder's vision of America, that we have a moral duty to preserve that vision, to preserve our country in, you know, for the world. The Marquis de Lafayette during the Revolutionary War, after the Revolutionary War, said that humanity has won its battle. Liberty now has a country. That says a lot about who we are. We are Reagan's shining city on the hill. I've always believed that. We are a beacon of hope for the rest of the world. And we can only continue to be that beacon of hope if we don't self-destruct. If we don't sacrifice everything that makes us America, then we can continue to be that moral light for the rest of the world so that people do see us with hope. People do want to come here enough that they will work through the paperwork, they will work through the red tape in order to get through here, in order to come here and take part in this idea that is America. This is the conservative idea. Now, the progressives, based on what I know of progressives, could be one of two things. One, America is so good that they agree with us that we have a moral duty to share it with everyone who wants to come here. Or it could be that America is so bad that we have a moral duty to self-destruct. It's one of those two things. If in fact, progressives believe that America is so good that we have this moral duty to share it with people and we should throw the gates of immigration wide open, we should not care about illegal immigration, etc., etc., that would work if only in one area. But the problem is that the progressives have taken that philosophy and spread it to so many different policy areas, they've made it utterly impossible to sustain all of these at the same time. Our immigration laws, like I just mentioned, welfare programs, you know, America is so good that we have to spread the largesse. Taxation that kills businesses and jobs. America is so good we have to redistribute the wealth. Bernie Sanders tack on the whole thing. America is so good in education that we can only teach them about the bad stuff. We can't encourage assimilation. We can't encourage, you know, telling our national story to our kids because that might give them an idea that they're even better than they are or something. I'm not quite sure how that one would work. They demonize capitalism. Capitalism has been demonized. The Occupy movement, you know, just about every single presidential candidate from the Democrat Party, you know, capitalism is bad. Capitalism is a horrible thing, and they've tried to make that into a populist mantra. Self-protection is not a right. Self-protection is not a right, but it's a privilege for the government that should be revoked, according to a lot of the folks on that side of the aisle, and the morality that formed the foundation for our existence as a country, the morality that was necessary for this country to actually function, it's antiquated and should be replaced. And they have undermined it at every turn that they've been able to find ways to do that. These policies have encouraged division in America. They encourage balkanization. They encourage hatred, factionalism. They encourage us to split apart. We're no longer the melting pot that we supposedly were when I was growing up. Now we're a salad bowl where every ingredient retains its absolute identity and doesn't mix with the rest of the stuff in the bowl. That's not America. There was a reason for the melting pot analogy. There was a reason that we had that is because we all came into this country. We bought into the idea of America. We bought in as immigrants into the idea of what it took to get ahead here. And the Democrats and the progressives have decided that that is totally out of date and we don't need to do that anymore. And what it comes down to, whether or not any progressives actually think this way or not, what they are saying with all of their policies, with their policy positions, with the things that they advocate for, what they are saying is that America is so bad that it has a moral duty to self-destruct and to vanish off the face of the earth. That's what they're looking for. That's what the ultimate end result is of these policies, and they don't see that. Or if they do see that, shame on them. That's terrible. That's evil. That's evil walking on the face of the earth because liberty has a country. And we need to preserve that. Now, when it comes down to the Syrian refugee crisis and what's going on here, we have to face reality. And I don't think there's any two ways around that. We have to face reality. We already know that one and possibly two of the attackers in the Paris attacks last Friday came into France as Syrian refugees. It's fact number one. We know that that's what happened. Fact number two, ISIS has captured the machinery necessary in order to create, quote unquote, Syrian refugees. They can print the documents. They can make anybody, any Arab-speaking person, into a Syrian refugee. Doesn't matter if they're actually from Syria or not. So that's fact number two. Fact number three is, in spite of the Obama lackeys who were out on the Sunday morning talk shows over the course of the weekend, we really don't have any way to vet these people. We have no way to do background checks. We have no way to determine if they have terrorist ties. We have no way to do that. Syria is a failed state. The databases we would need to consult do not exist. And the FBI Director Comey said as much under oath in congressional hearings when he was being questioned by Louis Gohmert. So the director of the FBI knows that we can't vet these potential immigrants. But they're trying to sell us. They're trying to sell us some snake oil on this one. Oh no, don't worry about the man behind the curtain. This is the problem. And so we've got people we can't vet who may or may not be from Syria, whom we know at least a portion of the group means to come here and do us harm. Again, I ask you, if I handed you a bowl of 100 grapes and told you that 15 of them were poisoned, would you eat them? If I told you you had a moral duty to eat those grapes, you didn't have to eat the poisoned ones, but you can't tell the difference, then what would you do? I would probably tell you to go take a hike. This is what progressives are asking us to do. This is what the 72 Democrats who wrote to Obama on Friday and said, we need to up this number to 100,000. That's what they're asking us to do. They're asking us to eat poisoned grapes. This is why I'm glad to see some of our governors standing up and saying, not in my state, who are asserting states' rights, who are asserting their check and balance against the federal government. And the progressives are screaming, saying the states don't have the right to do that. Yes, they do. 10th Amendment. Check it out. You know, if you want to resettle, if Washington wants to resettle refugees into the United States, fine, settle them in Washington. I don't ever have any reason to go there ever again. Settle them in Washington. Put them in the White House. Put them on the White House lawn. That's what you want to do. Go for it. But do not inflict this on the rest of the nation. Do not endanger the rest of the United States because of your progressive ideals, your idea that America needs to self-destruct, that we have to throw open the gates to our destroyers. We don't have any such moral obligation. But again, it's the war on sanity. They try to tell us this. They try to tell us that you can't stand firm. That makes you a bad person. They try to tell you that you're insane to think that Syrians want to destroy us. Syrians want to kill us. Muslims want to kill us. It's built into the religion. And it's not a religion. It's a neopolitical ideology where they seek to establish Sharia as the law of the land over the entire earth and eliminate infidels. If you don't convert to Islam, you're dead. That's the goal. That's the stated goal. It's not even a secret. That's the stated goal. And yet we want to invite this Trojan horse onto our shores. Why would we do that? What obligation could we possibly have to do that? We already give tons of money in foreign aid. How about we give tons of money in foreign aid, like we always do, and they resettle in those countries. Why is it that Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Qatar, why, and Kuwait, why are those countries not taking in these people, these refugees, who share a language, who share a culture? Why are they not bringing them in? I'm guessing because they're smart, because they know what's in those groups. They know who's in those groups. Saudi Arabia has resettled 582 Syrian refugees as of the latest figures that I could find online. 582. We've resettled over 2,500 at this point, if I'm adding up the figures correctly. And they're asking us to bring in 100,000 more. Why can they not go to the countries that are there, where they're already assimilated, where they already share that culture, where they already have all that? Why is that not happening? Why does it have to be us? Why do we have to throw open the gates to our destroyers? We don't. We have no such moral obligation. And what's more, I refuse to feel guilty about this anymore. And I hope you do too. I refuse to feel guilty about this. This is a matter of self-preservation. And we are preserving this country for a reason. Again, we are the beacon of light. We are the shining city on the hill. We are liberty's country. We have that obligation to maintain it. And if we don't do that, what a loss for humanity that would be. That's our moral obligation. It's not selfish. It's not self-involved. It's not xenophobic. It's none of those things. It is preserving liberty's country. That's what we're going to do. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I'm Christina Cook. You've been listening to the Christina Cook Show podcast. Come find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Christina Cook Show. Again, that's Christina Cook with a K. Or you can find me on my website, christinacookshow.com. Until tomorrow, remember, America is great because Americans are great. So go out there and be exceptional.